Monty McNaughton, who is the he is the labor minister in the province of Ontario, called people who take your passport and force you to work if you're a migrant worker. And you're like, okay, this isn't what I wanted. And then, okay, migrant workers, they're going to go to the authorities. No, the authorities will probably deport them. So he said, hey, all of these scumbags, we're going to increase the fines. I thought, well, maybe jail time. If you're holding somebody prison in a strange country, wouldn't you think that's like 5 years jail time? So I started by asking our guest, who we chatted with earlier today, what he thought of the fact that the labor minister or a labor minister used the term scumbag. Here's Saeed Hussain, who's the executive director of Migrant Workers Association for Change.
You know, this is just such a distraction. It makes you think that the minister is actually going to go after actual bad employers and recruiters, but this law is not going to do any of that. You know, the truth is that when we talk about bad labor practices, like people not being get decent wages, being mistreated at work, being forced to work, you know, 7 days a week, 16 hours a day without overtime, the reality is most of that, at least for migrant farm workers, is legal in Ontario because they're excluded from Ontario labor rights and protections. So when he says he's out there trying to protect migrants, we just have to say he's trying to distract from the many ways that they're actually creating the conditions of exploitation in Ontario.
Okay, but he said he'd up the fine to what, $500,000 and possible 12 months in jail? That's something, isn't it?
Yes, but if you look at it closely, he's saying it's under this law called the Employment Protection for Foreign Nationals Act. Now, the Employment Protection for Foreign Nationals Act doesn't work. It's a law that is based on complaints. And if you look at the last few years, very few workers are able to actually make complaints under it because the evidence that's required to get a claim in is very high. Basically, to prove that your passport is seized, you need to have a receipt that shows your passport is being seized. And frankly, no one's going to do that. The other thing is, when he talked about...
What do you mean a receipt? Like, they give you a receipt when they're holding you basically hostage to work?
Absolutely not. They don't. But the law requires that kind of evidence for you to prove that you're being exploited, which is why the law doesn't work.
Okay, and there's no incentive. If I'm one of these migrant workers who's had my passport taken away, there's no incentive for me to actually really complain because maybe I don't want to be sent back to the country of origin.
Well, that's the thing, right? So when we talk about migrant workers, because he was doing all of this thing, so he talked about these 64 Mexican migrants who were recently pulled out in a police raid, right? Now, those people are actually not on the Temporary Foreign Worker Program, and the Employment Protection for Foreign National Act is restricted to that program. So actually, none of those people would have benefited. So when he said these people would benefit under this law, he was straight up lying. And then, yes, there is this other issue that the people who it does include, the biggest issue is that they can't prove that they've been exploited under this law. And then the second is...
What do you mean they can't prove? How are you defining that?
Well, this is what we just talked about.
Okay, right? Okay.
You need receipts.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah.
And like as if, and not just for passports using, but like people are like, we need to show some receipts where you've paid huge sums of money to recruiters, and recruiters are very smart. They're taking cash payments. Then the second issue is, of course, is reprisals, which is to say that migrant workers, if they do speak up, they can be kicked out of the workplace. They're not allowed to work for anyone else. These are the ones in the Temporary Foreign Worker Program who are included. They can't work for anyone else because their name of the employer is listed on the program. They live in employer-controlled housing, so now they're homeless. They can be kicked out of the country. The employer can make it so that they can't come back. So any system which is based on complaints doesn't work when you have no power. And it's the federal government who's denied workers permanent residency, so they don't have the power to actually make complaints.
So all of this hot air yesterday from, at least in Ontario, the labor minister, Monty McNaughton, is about nothing because you can't enforce something that doesn't qualify in this case.
Yeah, so every part of it is wrong. So it's a law that doesn't work. It's increasing fines that won't actually do anything. It's about There's no way to correct the power, and the workers he specifically named can't access the law in any case because they're not under the specific law in the program. So he lied, you know, basically three
so
different
ways.
So what does,
it sounds like somebody else is a scumbag here. So what needs to be done to correct this sort of thing?
I mean, in Ontario, the number one thing the Minister of Labour can do is, one, he can actually include migrant workers in all the labor protections because the labor laws exclude them from minimum wage, overtime pay, hours of work, paid breaks, etc. The second thing is actually we fought for and won a much better law than the Employment Protection for Foreign National Act. The Ontario government said this law was bad, you know, the law they just raised the fines under, and passed a different law in 2021. It's now been nearly 2.5 years. And they have not implemented that law, which is a much more effective way. Why not? Because they're dragging their feet, because they're more interested in making media announcements about things that don't work instead of implementing the thing that actually will. And so we've been in this process for years now, trying to, 15 years it took us to get that law passed, believe you me. And then now that it's been passed, it's been 2.5 years and they still haven't implemented it. And it's not perfect, but it's better than this one, because what it would do is it would make the employer and the recruiter jointly liable. There would be a registry where recruiters would have to register, so you'd have, you'd clean up the market, so to speak. And then the third thing is that the federal government should guarantee all migrants permanent resident status so that they don't face reprisals when they speak up. Otherwise, we, you know, this is, as you said, it's hot air, it's lies, it's misrepresentation.
Is it similar in every province, Saeed?
You know, Ontario is dead last. So better laws have been passed in BC, Manitoba, PEI, Nova Scotia, similar to the law that was passed here 2 years ago. All the provinces have been now in the process of doing these copycat laws. Ontario has the largest group of migrant workers.
Yeah.
It passed the law the last, and it still hasn't implemented it.
Do you think Doug Ford, instead of viewing it as being dead last, views it as being number one at being the worst?
I'm not sure what he thinks, but I just don't understand why they did this press conference and said all of this stuff that was completely untrue.
All right. And he called other people scumbags, too. Interesting. Saeed, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.